Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, it's Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 14. Now, today's tip is answering the question, what's the best way to structure my podcast? Now, you may be thinking, structure my podcast? Does this even matter? Yes, it does, especially if you're looking to attract the attention of your ideal client from the beginning of your episode, maintain their attention, build interest and intrigue throughout the episode, right through to the end of your podcast as you share your call to action in your outro. Now, if you want to create a unique and compelling listener experience while engage your audience, educate and share insights that they don't even know that they don't know, while also entice them to take that next step, which is to get off your podcast and onto your list in, of course, the most integral of ways. You don't want to be salesy or anything like that, but with integrity, yes, it does. It matters. The structure of your podcast is key. Now, in tip number 19, compelling communication techniques, I'm going to be sharing a bit more on this topic. But for now, just know that when it comes to your ideal client, and most likely they are adult learners, their preference for communication, well, that needs to be taken into account and how they typically like to learn. I could do a whole day workshop on that, but just know that the preference of communication is going to impact the type of content that you share. So that's really important. Another thing is that is your client time poor? If he is or she is, you do not want to take too long to get to the point. You should be sharing why they should spend valuable time listening to you for the next 20 or 30 minutes or however long your podcast is. Also, how are you going to be leveraging your podcast along the customer journey? For instance, if you're going to be using your podcast especially to retain existing customers, those customers have already purchased from you, they've already invested in you, and so they already know, like, and trust you and respect you because they're working with you and they've invested time and money with you. So they are more likely going to be happy to spend a bit more time listening to you, and they're most likely going to be interested in some more personal snippets and behind the scenes information than say someone who has absolutely no idea who you are. So that's going to impact the content that you share, because the content that you share with a paying customer in comparison to a prospective customer who doesn't know you well enough, it's going to be different. Your content and the structure of your podcast will be different too for people who don't even know they need you or your services yet. Very different structure and content. So what's the best way to structure your podcast? Be clear on how you want to leverage your podcast. For instance, where on the customer journey will your listener be, their communication preferences, and so on. Once you get clear on that, you'll know exactly how best to structure your podcast. By the way, these are just some of the things that I teach right inside my 90-day idea to launch your podcast immersive program. If you want to know more, go and check out podcastingwithpurpose.com/immersive to find out more. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.